You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. Sam Norris here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to Sunday's card at Nace. We'll have that covered in full on Racing Radio from 12:50, alongside the domestic action at Musselburgh and Chelmsford City. It's Natalie Carey, John Budden and Ross Briley who'll be in the studio to guide you through all three cards on this Sunday. But the first port of call for us on this podcast is the card at Nace. And we'll welcome now Andy Holding to the podcast. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yep, pretty good.
Yesterday's Irish action, Andy, was very much a tale of favourites who didn't quite hit the heights as we expected to.
Yeah, certainly don't think we're going to get any of the sort of exports that we saw at Leopardstown yesterday at Nace this afternoon, that's for sure. A little bit of a calm after the storm. And I think we're left a little bit more puzzled, aren't we, by yesterday's results than anything else. There was one or two, obviously, notable defeats, shocks, call it what you like. But, yeah, a lot of the anti-post markets have certainly had a bit of a shake-up with the likes of Ivanitz Gorbachev and Bells Hill not performing up to scratch. So bookmakers have had some rethinking to do.
Yeah, that's right. It was very much a day for the bookmakers yesterday at Leopardstown. With regards to today's card at Nace, Andy, as you said, we're not going to see the quality on show. But in terms of a betting card, what do you make of it?
There's one or two that make some sort of appeal from a betting perspective. It's not a great card. I certainly don't think for once anyway, on a Sunday in Ireland, we're going to see any Cheltenham Festival clues, that's for sure. But there's always a few races that are on the radar from a betting perspective.
Yeah, hopefully we can point the listeners in the direction of some winners along the way. We'll start then with their first race of the day at Nace. This is the 150. We've got a 2 mile maiden hurdle here to kick things off, where Babbling Stream heads affairs at 6-4, 5-2 for Unyielding. King of Aragon is 5-1, 6-1 for Good Tradition, 20-1 bar those first four in the market. What do you like in the opener, Andy?
Yeah, it's quite an intriguing opener, this one, Sam, to be honest, this maiden hurdle. I think you've got three or four horses that are certainly going to gain interest, not only today, but for future races, particularly a couple of unraced horses here, Unyielding and Good Tradition. Both of them useful on the flat. Most notably, Good Tradition, of course, was rated 99. When he last signed off. Now, obviously, sent over hurdlers for the Dermot World Stable. Unyielding, lovely horse as well. I think he'll make a hurdler in due course. But I think the one to beat here is Babbling Stream. Certainly in the evidence of what we've seen of him so far in the National Hunt flat race sphere. He was a good third of the day in a listed race at Navan back in December behind two really nice horses. The winner, trained by Gordon Elliott, he thinks quite a bit of that death duty. And we know that Jessica Harrington's horse in second has gone on to crank the form subsequently with a victory over Pile on the Pressure at Leopardstown. And considering this horse is only just behind them, I think that's a level of ability that he's shown there is probably just enough to see him a worthy favourite on this occasion. Obviously, we've got to take on trust whether he can jump hurdles or not. But the reports from the William Onions stable, looking at yesterday's trainer file in the Racing Post, suggests that he's been schooling well. They are a little bit concerned about the ground, but the ground of the first race today shouldn't be too bad, just on the soft side. So Babbling Stream is the choice in the first.
Babbling Stream for Andy then, for the combination of Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. We go ahead now to race number two at Nace today. This is the 220, the feature race of the day, this one. It's a 2 mile listed mare's chase, where Jitanda Burley is the 8-11 market leader. It's 2-1 for Carrying Mourner Rock. Queen's Wild is 9-1, 11-1 outsider of the four is I'm All You Need. There'll be quite a few people, Andy, who've had their fingers burnt with this Jitanda Burley. It's been a bit disappointing on its last few runs.
Yeah, not quite hit the heights of perhaps a year or 2 years ago, this horse. Obviously, a very good juvenile hurdler in her day. And, she plied a trade to a very good standard over fences when she was at our pomp. But the last three or four runs haven't been so good. She's been mixing it between hurdling and fencing. And it remains to be seen whether she can run to the level she has done in the past. She certainly a short enough price anyway for me to avoid her and probably leap onto another horse here today. And I'm going to go with Carrigmore and Rock, the second favourite. Of course, Robert Tynas Charge comes in here in great form, which is a major positive. And although Irano made a bad mistake at the last and rather handed it on the plate to Carrigmore and Rock, I certainly think that level of form suggests that she's going to give the favourite plenty to think about here. We know that Robert Tynas horses are in great form as well. His string has gone from strength to strength of late, and Vic Angelone was a good winner for him at Clonmel the other day, so certainly that backs up that particular train of thought. Both of these two horses, incidentally, have got form beyond two miles, so I do think that will stand them in good stead today, because Nace does not take some gets, so you do need a horse who gets beyond the minimum trip and has got quite a bit of stamina. So it'll be an interesting little tactical battle how this race develops, and who's going to be the strongest in the latter part of the race. I'm hoping, from my point of view anyway, it's going to be Carrigmore and Rock.
Carrigmore and Rock then getting the pick for Andy in the 220. Race number three comes up at 250. We've got a 2 mile, 3 furlong maiden hurdle for us here, where Fairly Legal heads affairs at 7-4. It's 2-1 for Haymount. Call It Magic is 3-1. 11-2 for Tuzo, and it's 16-1 Bear Those. It was a good day for JP McManus yesterday, Andy. What do you make of this Fairly Legal at the front of the market?
Yeah, well, I'd probably just favour him over Haymount. I do think Willie Mullins' Haymount is going to be a better horse when the spring comes. He's by presenting, and his run style suggests to me he's just cutting out in the latter stages of his racing. I think that is largely due to the fact that he hasn't been handling the conditions as well as some of the stronger stages. That doesn't mean to say he's not a nice hook as he is. I think he's going to make a lovely chaser, and we're going to be hearing decent things of him. But I'm going to go with Fairly Legal on this particular occasion. I certainly think Robert Tynas Charge has done enough so far in his two runs over hurdles to suggest he can win a race of this nature. And in particular, now he's stepped up in trip. He managed to win a point-to-point at Dromahaine, one of the most regularly touted Irish venues on the point-to-point circuit. That's a real stiff track. If you win there, obviously you stay really well. And his first two runs over hurdles, obviously over the minimum trip, probably haven't been a sufficient enough test for him, albeit he's run against some decent horses. You look at his third at Cork. Back in second was Nine Stitches, and of course John Walsh's Charges won subsequently. And indeed that Nace run the other day when he was second behind Hurry Henry with Henry de Bommet's Charge. Back in third was a horse called You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, and he's gone to win at Fairy House. So both of those two runs have produced subsequent winners. The form and the time figures have been pretty good. And as I said before in the previous preview, Robert Tynas' horses are in good nick. So albeit Haymount's going to be quite a popular choice with many, with the Willie Mullins team still going well, I'm going to take him on this occasion with Fairly Legal.
Fairly Legal it is for Andy then in that 250. We go now to the 320. This is a 2 mile handicap chase where Treat Yourself is the 4-1 market leader this morning. Nice 2 for Leap Derg. Rolling Rocket is 5-1, 6-1 People's Park, 6-1 Unzing, 9-1 Road Trader, 10-1 Malt Gem. Bigger prices the rest of them. Looks fairly open on the face of this, Andy.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping that Robert Tynas does have a good day. Otherwise, I'm in trouble, because this is the third tip from yours truly on Robert's horses. And I'm going to go with Leap Derg here, who represents the informed stable. Hasn't actually won yet this season, but he's shown the green shoots of recovery are very much there for all to see on a couple of his runs. That's second behind Pair of Brown Eyes, who was backed up with a good run the other day in the Tim Duggan Memorial at Limerick, one of the most prestigious races run at that particular track. It's a grade two contest, and it's always viciously competitive. And this year's renewal was certainly up to the normal standard. Of course, it went the way of Pair of Brown Eyes but yet again. But I thought Leap Derg certainly covered himself with glory in that race. He travelled really well, and he looked threatened down going out to two out, but unfortunately stamina just ebbed away, and that very much backs up his overall profile, because his three wins have, of course, come over the minimum trip. And indeed, two of those wins have come here at Nace. He's 2-2 at the track, so returning to an anti-clockwise direction and a course that he loves, with ground absolutely perfect. I suggest we have a few good each way on this horse. He's around about 5-1 this morning. And he's certainly done enough anyway to suggest we have a few quid on him at that price.
OK, Leap Derg then getting the pick for Andy in the 320. The next race then to come on this podcast is the 350. This is a 2 mile beginner's chase for us here, where Elysia Delande is the even money favourite. 11-4 for Never Enough Time. Indian File is 8-1. It's 10-1 for Wes Harden, and 12s or bigger the remainder. His favourite obviously hit the deck on its last run, Andy, but it's not put off the punters. There has been money for it this morning.
Certainly hasn't, no. I think there was a lot of long faces in the Henry de Bromhead camp the other day when he tipped up at Fairy House. But up to the point when he did fall, he certainly did enough to suggest that they've got a nice horse on their hands there, because he jumped with plenty of alacrity and verve up to that point when he kind of like overstretched and jumped out to his left, and that was the problem. He just looked as though he was all at sea going a clockwise direction, and going back round the other way, i.e. left-handed, will certainly suit him much more down to the ground. And I do think the team of Henry de Bromhead quite secretly think this horse is up to the Cheltenham Festival standard. But certainly, he was paid a lot. Roger Brookhouse paid a lot of money for him. I think it was €300,000 he paid for this horse. So they're hopefully, they're certainly going to get to the festival at some stage. He's obviously not in the kind of class that Western Warhorse was, of course, won the Arkle in the Brookhouse colours a couple of years ago. But he is actually an entry in the Arkle, so they're still not totally giving up hope. He's obviously got to win today to have any kind of realisation of running in a race of that nature. But even if he doesn't make it, there's still plenty of good races for him to run in at the end of the season. We certainly know he's got the class. And if he can stay on his feet today, his front-running style, an exuberant front-running style, should be good enough to see off today's rivals.
Elizier Delonde then getting the vote for Andy in that race. Race number six is the next one on the card. This is the 420. A two-mile handicap hurdle for us here, where Ballyroe Rambler is the 130 market leader this morning. On top of the world is 11-2. Balkinstown, 11-2. 10-1 for Love the Feeling and 11-1 Bart Those. Talk us through this race, Andy.
Yeah, quite a choppy race, Sam. A couple of horses that stand out here. First of all, obviously Ballyroe Rambler, who arrives here off the back of a good run over the course and distance last time out. It was a decent race as well. Go Paddy Go, of course, was the winner. But back in fourth was Joshua Lane, who's run a couple of notable races subsequently, including yesterday, of course, at Leopardstown when he was third in a very competitive handicap. The time figure and the overall standard of that race suggests that he's definitely the one to beat. The other one to mention is definitely on top of the world for me in for Arthur Morstad. Of course, he had a win at Doncaster the other day, suggesting his horses are in great form. And this also a couple of eye-catching runs over hurdles so far today, most notably last time out at Downwall in what is turning out to be quite a hot maiden hurdle. Went the way of Conright Boy, but back in fourth that day was Steamboat Bill, who went back to the track in midweek for the Gordon Elliott Stable and won quite comfortably. Thank you very much. For that form, I think he's OK. Not for mark of 102 on his handicap debut. He could be quite dangerous here, particularly as Donna Myler, who of course rides for Arthur Moore, takes another valuable £5 off. So, pays your money, takes your choice between my two selections here. But the value has to be on top of the world from an each-way perspective at 11-2 currently with William Hill this morning.
On top of the world, Frandy, then, in the 4:20. The final race to come on Nace's card today comes up at 4:50. We close with a bumper over 2 mile and 3 furlongs. And Miss Me Now and Blood Crazed Tiger are your 5-2 joint favourites at the time of recording. Cape City Boy, 3-1. 9-2 for A Genie in a Bottle. 12-1 or bigger, the remainder of them. And it's Mullins versus Elliott in a bumper again, Andy.
Yeah, not the strongest of bumpers, it must be said. It's very much been the theme this year. I don't think we've seen a superstar in this sphere so far this season. The fact that Willie Mullins has got the favourite here was a little bit dodgy last time out. Certainly, if you like, casts a little bit of a shadow of doubt over this race. Now, Willie Mullins has gone on record to suggest that although this horse won at Sligo in the middle of summer or the back end of summer, that kind of ground, that time of year, is certainly in no comparison to what she's going to face this afternoon. He's just a little bit concerned about the ground for his horse here. Blood Crazed Tiger, albeit didn't run too badly the other day in quite a hot little race. Certainly also got to step up on what it's already previously achieved. Therefore, I'm probably going to take a little bit of a chance here on A Genie in a Bottle from the Noel Mead Stable. Didn't get beat too far the other day down in Leopardstown. I think those Leopardstown bumpers in general are quite decent races to follow. And it was a bit of a muddling race. There was one that charged off in front. And when that's the case, they tend to sort of, the races are a little bit more difficult to evaluate. Back in fifth was a horse called Tarari, who was a real big disappointment. But the fact that he was made 8-11 favourites and he'd come off the back of a good run behind the potting shed the time before, suggested to me, I think this form's okay, you know. And we know that the Noel Mead horses are in great form. So at the prices this morning, we can get a decent each way bet on A Genie in a Bottle, and that wraps up my thoughts for this afternoon at Nice.
9-2 then for A Genie in a Bottle at the time of recording. Andy's selection in the 4:50. Just run us through, please, one more time, all 7 picks for today's Irish card.
Yeah, competitive card as ever at Nice this afternoon. Probably only one Cheltenham Festival horse on show, and that comes in the shape of Alice Delonde in the 3:50. But prior to that, we've got an intriguing opening maiden hurdle, in which my selection is the favourite, Babbling Stream. The second race, I'm going to go with Robert Tyner's Carrigmore Rock, and that theme continues in the next two races, where Robert's horse is represented by my selection, Fairly Legal in the 2:50, and of course, Leap Derg from an each-way perspective in the 320. Alessio Delande is probably the best bet on the card in the 350, barring accidents. The 420, I'll take a little bit of a chance on Arthur Moore's handicapped debutant on Top of the World. And in the final race, Cady Walsh and Noel Mead are represented here by a genie in a bottle, who certainly did enough last time at Leopard's Dance, to suggest he's going to be competitive here.
Andy Holding's thoughts then on Sunday's Irish action over at Nace. And if you want to hear full race commentaries, as well as expert betting tips and analysis of all three meetings today from Nace, Musselburgh and Chelmsford, then Racing Radio is the place to be from 12:50pm with Natalie Carey, John Budden and Ross Briley guiding you through the cards. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Andy, and best of luck today.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.